Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you going to college?
Hi everyone, my name is Pauline. Whether you're at college or not, we're glad you're here with us learning English. Today's topic is education.
And the title of our lesson is Going to University. Going to University. So Pauline, can you remind us what we learned about in yesterday's show?
Sure. Yesterday we talked about Rob's cousin. Rob's cousin wants to go to college to study architecture. He is applying to 3 different universities.
Well, and we talked about different universities, and I think today we will continue to talk about universities, but different ones. This is very useful to a lot of our English students.
That's right. Well, let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天要来介绍几所英美顶尖的大学。首先，教育真的很重要。教育就是 education. Education is very important. 不同的大学提供不同的教育经验。动词 offer 就是提供。Each school offers different things. 名词 experience 就是经验。They offer different experiences. 哈佛大学就提供了50个以上不同的学位。Harvard University offers over 50 degrees. 名词 degree 就是学位。牛津大学 Oxford University 有最悠久的历史。它的校友有很多杰出的表现。形容词 former 表示从前之前的，通常讲之前毕业的校友就是 former students， 之前的老板就是 former boss， 以前做过的工作就是 former job。 想要进麻省理工学院 MIT 很难，据说申请的人只有 8% 的人可以进去。准许某人进入的动词可以用 admit， not many people are admitted。
Hi everyone, let's talk about education today. It is very important to get a good education. For many people, this means studying at a college or university. But there are many excellent colleges and universities. Choosing the perfect school for youis not only an important decision, but also a big life choice. Every school offers different experiences. Some schools are small, others are big. Some schools have great science or business programs. Others focus on education or arts programs.
So the first thing our article says is, it is important to get a good education. So I think it's important to understand that word. What does education mean, Pauline?
Well, when you go to school, you get an education. Education means formal learning.
Well, we all know it's important to graduate from high school.But most of us need more education after that to get a good job.
Right. So usually that means going to college or university. But which college or university?
Well, and that's what we're talking about today. That's the hard part. There are thousands of colleges and universities in the United States. How do you decide which one is best for you?
Now, we did talk about that a little bit yesterday. There are many reasons for choosing a school. It's a very important decision, so make sure your reasons are good.
Yes. Think about what kind of college you want and need. Do you want a big university with lots of students, or do you want a small college where you can get to know the teachers as well?
Either experience can be good, but which experience do you want?
You should also think about what you need from a school. What do you What do you want to study? Some schools have great science programs, but they may not have a great art program.
Right. Other schools may focus on education or business. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, to focus on. Christina?
在申请学校的时候，学生们面对了很多的选择。有些学校是专攻科学或商业的，而有些则是注重在教育和艺术方面。Others focus on education or arts programs. 我们来学片语 focus on something. 动词 focus 是集中、聚焦的意思。所以当我们说 focus on something, 表示集中、聚焦在某件事上。换句话说就是以此事物为中心去强调或重视。比如说 ,their service focuses on young people. 他们的服务主力是放在年轻人身上。同时 ,focus on something 也可以表示专注在某件事上。比如说他根本就听不到你说话因为 he is focusing on the game. 他正专注在游戏上。以上是片语 focus on 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So here's some questions to think about. What do you think is important to know about a college before you go? Or what are some famous colleges out there?
There are a lot of famous English-speaking colleges, both in the United States, Canada, and England. Let's learn about some of them right now.
Harvard University offers over 50 different degrees. Students from the U.S. and 200 different countries attend the school. Cambridge University was started in 1209. More Nobel Prize winners have come from Cambridge than any other school. The University of Oxford is the oldest English-speaking university in the world. Former students of the school include over 120 Olympic medal winners and 30 world leaders. Students from over 140 countries attend the school.
Okay, Peter, what is one famous university we learned about here?
Well, this one is really famous, Harvard University in the United States. People from all over the world go to Harvard to study, and they offer over 50 degrees.
Wow, that's a lot of degrees. But Peter, what is a degree?
So when you go to college, you want a degree. For example, Rob's cousin wants to get a degree in architecture.
Right. Usually it takes 4 years of study to earn a degree. You can get a degree in something like music or environmental studies.
So Harvard is really famous for its law degrees.
Okay, what other schools did we learn about, Peter?
We also learned about Cambridge University. This one is not in the United States. It's in England.And it is very old. It is over 700 years old. Many Nobel Prize winners went to Cambridge.
Wow, a Nobel Prize is one of the most highly respected awards in the world. It is given to people who have changed the world. Cambridge must be very proud of those students.
Yes, these are very bright students, which means smart. Okay.What's the other university we learned about?
The University of Oxford. This school is also in England, and it is even older than Cambridge University. It is the oldest English-speaking university in the world.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you said that, Pauline. Friends, today we are talking about English-speaking universities because we're English speakers.But there are many great universities around the world that speak different languages, too. They're important to learn about as well.
What famous universities do you know about in other parts of the world? Talk about it with a friend during the break. And then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're talking about colleges and universities. It's important to know where you're going to go.
That's right.
Oh, did you go to many schools before you decided?
I personally did not. I had already decided. I went to a college that my parents had gone to, so I just went there.
Actually, that's very common. Many people go to the same school as their parents. Well, here's part three for some more.
MIT is one of the best research universities in the United States. It has very strong science and technology programs, but it is hard to get into the university. Only about 8% of those who apply are admitted. Stanford University has many successful sports teams as well as excellent degree programs. Stanford students have won medals in every Olympic Games since 1908. The campus is very large. It covers over 8,000 acres.
MIT is another famous university in the United States. MIT stands for Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Now, Massachusetts is a state in the United States. And the word institute is similar to the word university. This university is famous for its great science and technology programs.
I think studying technology in college is a good idea. There are lots of good paying technology jobs out there.
That's right. I agree. And MIT is one of the best places to study technology.
It's one of the best.
Yes, I just said that, Peter.
No, Pauline, it's a great phrase because it's one of the best is today's
calendar phrase.
It's one of the best.
It's one of the best.
那是最棒的其中之一。
Should I buy a BMW?
Yes, it's one of the best.
Or should I buy a Benz?
Yes, it's one of the best.
Or should I buy a Tesla?
Yes, it's one of the best.
Or should I keep my old car and save money?
Yes, save your money. That's the best.
It's one of the best.
It's one of the best.
那是最棒的其中之一。
So MIT may be one of the best places to get a technology degree.But it's not easy to get into MIT.
To get into a school, that means to become a student there. Well, everyone wants to go there, but only 8% of those who apply are admitted.
Admitted means to be allowed to attend a school. Only 8% of those who apply are allowed to go to MIT.
Wow. Well,Thankfully, it's not difficult to attend Christina's English class. Let's go to her right now.
想要进麻省理工学院真的很不容易。据说只有 8% 的申请者能够进入。Only about 8% of those who apply are admitted. 请你看一下这个句子里的 who apply. 它是形容词子句修饰前面的 those.而 those 是代名词指那些人。所以 those who apply 就是申请的那些人。这个 those who 怎么样在英文里常见哦。你可以说 she always takes care of those who need help. 她总是会帮助或照顾那些需要帮助的人。 或者 those who need help will go to him, 需要帮助的那些人都会去找他。
Thanks, Christina. We still have one more university to talk about. Many students choose to go to schools where they can play sports. Stanford University is known for both its sports teams and degree programs.
That's right. That's a reason we forgot to talk about. Many people choose the school where they can play the sports they care about. Well, Stanford has students who have won medals in every Olympic game for the last 100 years.
Wow, I didn't know that. No wonder people who play sports there want to go there. Wow, they are very talented athletes.
That's right. Well, we learned a lot today, friends. Let's go ahead and review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword from today. Education. Education. Education is important for success.
Offer. Offer. Can I offer you some water?
Experience. Experience. Do you have a lot of work experience?
Degree. Degree. I have a degree in English.
Former. Former. Bob is my former classmate.
Admit. Admit. The school only admits girls. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep practicing. And now let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hi, everyone. Let's talk about education today. It is very important to get a good education. For many people, this means studying at a college or university. But there are many excellent colleges and universities. Choosing the perfect school for you is not only an important decision, but also a big life choice. Every school offers different experiences. Some schools are small. Others are big. Some schools have great science or business programs. Others focus on education or arts programs. Harvard University offers over 50 different degrees. Students from the U.S. and 200 different countries attend the school. Cambridge University was started in 1209. More Nobel Prize winners have come from Cambridge than any other school. The University of Oxford is the oldest English-speaking university in the world. Former students of the school include over 120 Olympic medal winners and 30 world leaders. Students from over 140 countries attend the school. MIT is one of the best research universities in the United States. It has very strong science and technology programs, but it is hard to get into the university. Only about 8% of those who apply are admitted. Stanford University has many successful sports teams as well as excellent degree programs. Stanford students have won medals in every Olympic Games since 1908. The campus is very large. It covers over 8,000 acres.
Hey, James, I have a great idea.
Oh? What is your great idea?
I should study architecture.
Are you kidding?
No, a good education is important.
Yes, but...
Can you help me choose the perfect school?
Well...
Which school is better, a big school or a small school?
Well,
Should I focus on science or the arts?
Well...
Harvard or MIT? Ah, which university is best for me?
Ginger, going to a top university is expensive.
Well, maybe I can get a scholarship.
Ginger, only good students get scholarships.
Oh.
Besides, monkeys can't go to college.
I know. I'll go to the other MIT.
Other MIT?
Yeah, monkeys in training.
Monkeys in training?
MIT!
Ginger.
Yeah.
Homemade noodles, the best of the best. Homemade noodles, the best
Hi,
of the...
Hi, are those really homemade noodles?
They are, and they are the best of the best.
Oh, they smell good.
They are good.
Are they delicious?
They are not only delicious, but also cheap.
Aha! That was a super sentence.
Super sentence man.
Yes, one of you said a super sentence, and I believe it was you. The super sentence for today is not only, but also.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
These noodles are...
Not only delicious, but also cheap.
Exactly.
Now, can you use the super sentence in another way?
Sure. You are not only handsome, but also smart.
Hey, you are not only handsome, but also smart. Super.
Why do you say I'm smart?
Because you're going to buy some delicious noodles, right?
Hey, do you have a super sentence?
Let's see. Oh, I'm not only handsome and smart, but also poor.
Oh, I'm not only handsome and smart, but also poor. Really?
Yes. I don't have any money. I can't buy noodles today.
Oh.
Oh. Can you walk?
What do you mean? Of course I can walk.
Great! If you can walk around and tell everyone about my homemade noodles, I will give you a bowl for free.
Really? You're really? Not only smart, but also very kind. Homemade noodles, the best of the best.
And
right
that
here.
Is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
One bowl of hot, delicious noodles coming up.
All right, friends. Well, today we learned about some very famous and very large universities that lots of people would like to get to go to. Do you have anything else to tell us about those?
Well, these schools, we think about being in one place. But these larger and especially the more famous colleges and universities have places you can attend their schools in many different places, in the same state or in different countries.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe some of our students would like to learn more about that. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning with us today, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.